quite a lot of it due, actually. It's hard to follow that, but I don't know how I do it. It's amazing, isn't it? Anyway, no wonder I'm tired this evening after doing all that. It's a very impressive CV, I think you'll admit. And just flew in this morning to Dublin from Newcastle, and reminded me of a poem I wrote some years ago when I was going over to Durham's twin town, which is in Baden-Württemberg. It's called Tübingen, and we have a cultural exchange, and I went to this place, Tübingen, to read some of my poetry, and I got on this aeroplane at Heathrow, and just on my own on this particular poetic mission. And sometimes, you know, it's like on an aeroplane, sometimes you feel like talking to the people next to you, and sometimes you don't. On this occasion, I did speak after a glass of, it wasn't Ryanair, there was a complimentary glass of wine. And I got talking to the people next to me, two guys, and it turned out they were pig farmers. So, from near Tübingen, from Swabian pig farmers. So I said, well, obviously we have a lot in common. And we had another glass of wine, and then I donated to Helmut Bugel, the pig farmer, a copy of my signed verse in mid-flight. And he, I remember it, I still have the photograph, he reached into his bag and gave me a photograph of six of his pigs. And I said, you've got to autograph this for me, Helmut. And he turned over, flipped it over and signed to keep the poet from Helmut the pig farmer in midair. And if you like the story, you might like the poem. It's called, In Pigs Might Fly. On this evening flight, necks stuck out, we dart in formation to a Stuttgart dream. Complete strangers, we share a common French wine to celebrate clouds. With your rough words you ask me what I do, write poetry, I say, and sign away a verse or two for you, hovering in midair between snow and sun. And you, I breed pigs, I do, flying home from a swine seminar in Montreal. To prove it, you sign me a photo of six of your litter, the Swabian breed of Helmut Bugel. It's a flying cultural exchange, a rhyme for a slice of time. The stars are sizzling in the thrilling sky, and tonight pigs might fly. Tonight pigs might fly. Yeah, I think it's tomorrow or the day after we're going to Limerick to a popular poetry venue called the White House.
Almost as popular as here.
Almost as popular as here. And anyway, I was there last year in Limerick, and I heard about a socialist politician called Jim Kenny, who hails from Limerick. And something of a local historian, and in many ways I've got a lot of admiration for local historians. So in one sense this poem's dedicated to Jim Kemmy, but it's also dedicated to local historians all over the world. And it's aptly called Poem for a Local Historian. In this city, in every town, in every village, there's this man or woman, dusty with archives and old snapshots, this deep fellow who digs out truths from scraps, who drinks from a bowl of swirling voices and makes sense of things, makes sense when all else lies in chaos. In his dreams, wars are not dead, they scream from his books. He will not let the suffering go, he owes the children that. There's something noble in his calling, in his bearing, his work is beautiful. In this particular place, you can call him Jim. You can see his face forever in the autumn leaves, the leaves of books and the dance of history. A local historian and carver of tales, so memorable that every street must value his love. The love of our people through the ages, the love of learning, the search for dignity that underpins these lanes. In Limerick, Jim's imagination still blossoms and keeps us rooted in the drift of memory. He teaches us lessons. Listen to his spirit breathe deep as the Shannon. His voice forever flies with the power of knowledge. Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and Dewdrops are waiting for thee. I'll do this one also about the River Shannon, and I found out, you know, that Richard Harris was born in Limerick, and it's so I nicked a few lines from his famous hit record, MacArthur Park, and it's dedicated to the River Shannon. My heart is bursting its banks with the songs of the Shannon. My girlfriend wells up with the beauty of daybreak. Her breasts swell with the glory of sunshine. Her eyes are glowing with wisdom. Swim with me to the Atlantic surge. We can watch the mighty birds take flight. We can feel the urge of history on our bones and ride on the aching backs of workers. Shannon, you're our breath aglow with the salmon of knowledge. You're the spray in our faces full of bubbles of inspiration welling up in our surging veins. Wise one, lift me up in your flow. Leave me in awe of your wonder. Let me sparkle with the birth of new ideas. Reach out for the touch of a sensational moon. Dance in a festival of stars and drown in the arms of a glorious goddess. There will be another song for me, for I will sing it. There'll be another dream for me, someone will bring it. I'll drink the wine while it is warm and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. I'll take my life into my hands and I will use it. I'll win the worship in their eyes and I will lose it. I'll have the things that I desire and my passion flow like rivers through the sky. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, I'd be thinking of you and wondering why. Sometimes I write political verse, and this one I dedicated to Renzo, who's with me tonight. Renzo I first met in, he's from Newcastle's twin city of Groningen, which is in the north of the Netherlands, up near Friesland, and we've read together 2-3 times, both in Newcastle and in Groningen. This is one of Renzo's favourite poems of mine, which I read very successfully in a cafe in Groningen earlier this year, and it's a slight rant, really. It's about, it's about New Labour and monetarism, and it's called The Chief Executive Rat. It's got a chorus. He's the chief executive rat, the chief executive of this and that, the chief executive of want and waste, the chief executive of bad taste, the chief executive brat. She's the chief executive of style, the chief executive bitch of bile, the chief executive of cluster bombs, the chief executive CD-ROM, the chief executive of Zeke Heil, or the chief executives of empty culture, the chief executives of soulless sculpture, the chief executives of sound bites, the chief executives of red kites, the chief executive vultures, chief executive emptiness, chief executive battle dress, chief executive cocktails, chief executive entrails, chief executive stress. He's the chief executive slave employer, the chief executive missile deployer, the chief executive of civilian targets, the chief executive of hypermarkets, the chief executive life destroyer. She's the chief executive smirker, the chief executive charity worker, the chief executive of state terror, the chief executive of trial and error, the chief executive empty talker, chief executive workfare, chief executive home care, chief executive meals on wheels, chief executive easy deals, chief executive warfare, chief executive warfare, chief executive war, chief executive war. A shipyard worker in Newcastle. It's partly for him, it's partly for all of the working class people that Tony Blair has ignored, and it's called Prayer for the Loners. the dejected men, the lone voices slip away in the seaside rain. Their words shudder to a standstill in dismal corners. Frightened to shout, they cower behind quivering faces. No one listens to their memories crying. There seems no point in this democratic deficit. For years they just shuffle along, hopeless in their financial innocence. They do have names that no lovers pronounce. They flit between stools, miss out on gales of laughter. Who cares for them, these wayside fellows? Might as well be in a shadow's heaven for all that matters in the grey world's backwaters. Life has bruised them, dashed them, bones flake into the night. I feel like handing them all loud tailors to release their oppressed passion, to move them to scream red murder at their leaders, those they never voted for, those who think they're something, something special, grand. For in the end, I'm on the side of these stooped lamenters, the lonely old boys with a grievance about caring and the uncaring, about power and how switched off this government is. From the isolated, from the agitated, from the trembling, the disenfranchised drinkers of sadness. Okay, so well, I'll do three more. First one's very mercifully short, as we say in Newcastle at poetry readings. Mercifully short. I did a poetry reading in a place called Bolton, which is near Manchester, which has a crap football team. And well, a bit like Newcastle and that, set myself up for that. And Bolton is not only a dingy northern town, but it's famous for the manufacture of tripe. So I wrote this piece dedicated to Bolton, Bolton, Lancashire, called Northern Tripe. A northern town made famous for its tripe. This was most obvious at its open mic. Cheers. Yeah, once I went to Cuba a number of years ago, and I met a guy who fought with Che Guevara, so I wrote this poem called I Once Shook the Hand of a Man. I once shook the hand of a man who 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 shook the hand, of a man who shook the hand, of a man who shook the hand, of a man who shook the hand of Che Guevara! Just keep that one. It's a little known fact, and they tell me in Limerick that Che Guevara once, one evening, visited Limerick. And when he was economics minister for Cuba, his plane broke down at Shannon Airport. He had nothing to do one evening. So he and his entourage went to Hanratty's Hotel in Limerick. And there was a few lags, we say in England, sitting around the bar. The door opened and Che Guevara walked in. And somebody said, my God, this Murphy's is better than what I thought. That's Che Guevara, isn't it? So it's a true story, and I wrote this piece, very popular it is in Limerick, called Che Guevara in Hanratty's Hotel, Limerick. All the beer mats turned red in Limerick, the night that rebel Dr. Che Lynch took a wander along Bentworth Street, pouring the jingling city down his throat on this island of his ancestors. With a beard as dark as the comforting Guinness, he slaked his rugger man's thirst, as well as shaken mix of Irish and Galician roots by the night-soaked Shannon. 30 months later, he was dead in Bolivia, smashed bones, splintered beads of a revolutionary sweat rolling down the gutter. Now, I'm sending this green poem to you, into your own heaven, old Che, for your spirit is a lapel, a singing spring of shamrock to light up the culture shock of your long, wild hair. You chanced it in Hanratty's Blue Pot Bar. You plunged from the leaden sky to chat up all this local talent in the eloquent lilt of a roaring evening. Mighty red bird, icon at the bar, no better or worse than the barman who served you a pint or two of Irish love to make your heart grow even bigger, to set you up for your flight from Limerick, three sheets to the wind, rocking across the mighty expanse of the rolling drunk Atlantic to Havana to a certain martyr's death. And amid the glorious beauty of trees, in the murderous jungle of brutal dreams, we soaks, we'll remember you and celebrate that night you fell in with us. Cheers. Well, I'll finish with this one. It's a bit of a show that, well, I don't know, some of you follow football, perhaps this is dedicated to Bobby Robson and my home club, Newcastle United. And it's called For the Love of Sir Bobby, who a lot of you'll know died recently. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll battle on. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll ride again. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll Gallagher dream. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll rage on. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll take pride. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll roar by the time. For the love of Sir Bobby, we rejoice in Newcastle. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll chant on the walls. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll recall the good times. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll brighten our lives. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll drink in the sea. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll sparkle our eyes. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll save our soul. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll keep hold. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll dance with our kids. For the love of Sir Bobby, we'll win back our town. Cheers.